Okay, good evening all. So a quick over halacha, we're already a little bit past Shkia, but we'll do a little bit. So we started speaking about Shnai Mekra Ve'echad Targum, the notion that we are obligated to review the Parsha every single week, read through it twice, and do the Targum, do some sort of a translation. And we said that specifically, the appropriate translation would be likely the actual Targum, which we refer to as Unkelus. So he actually writes, Ikar Amir's Targum, Hubet Targum Unkelus. The main way, if you're going to go through the Targum, through the translation of the Torah, you should go through the true, tried and true Targum, and that is Unkelus himself. So Unkelus is the one on the side of the Chumash that most people have no idea what he's saying because he's speaking in Aramaic. So that's the absolute best way to do Targum. So you read through the Parsha twice, just actual Hebrew words, and then you do Unkelus, and then you would be Yosei Shnai Mekra Ve'echad Targum. Im lo mid ha-parsha pam shlishis in Perish Rashi, but let's say you say, I have no idea what in the world Unkelus is talking about. Now, Baruch Hashem, we have Unkelus to English translation, so you can, if you don't know what the Aramaic is saying, you don't know what the Hebrew is saying, so you do the Hebrew, you do the Unkelus, so you do the English translation of the Unkelus, and you'll be good. But you're getting a little too much at that point. So, if that's already too much, so if you learn the Parsha along with a third repetition of the Parsha, he says, and you do Rashi, the commentary Rashi, so why do you have to do the Parsha a third time and then also do Rashi? Because Rashi does not comment on every single pasuk in the Torah. Right, so the Targum, he's on every single pasuk in the Torah, but Rashi is not. So if you do the entire Torah, the entire Parsha a third time, plus you do Rashi, Chashav Kemo Targum, that's exactly the same, in other words, as the actual Unkelus. But some do say that no, you actually need Unkelus, and that's that. Those people who are really Yirei Shemayim, you really fear God, you'll do both. You'll do read the Parsha twice, you'll read through Unkelus, and you'll read through Rashi to really get all of the opinions there. But let's say Misha Eino Mivin Klal Perish Rashi Ela Sha'ar Lo Shonos. But someone, let's say, they don't understand what in the world Rashi is talking about. They have to read it in a different language. Ra'i Sheyikre BePerushe HaTorah Shenischabru B'Lashon Shemivin. Someone should read a Perush of the Torah in a language that they understand. Right? Kimo HaSefer Tzena Verena. Right? So some translation that we have, some commentary that's out there. So you should use a translation and understanding that you are able to comprehend. This does not mean that you could have just read the English words in the article Chumash, and then you could be Yotze, but if you have another translation in a language that you understand, or rather another commentary in a language you understand, that would seemingly be acceptable, because it's sort of accepted as a true commentary, a true explanation, a true targum, as it were. And some therefore would be able to be Yotze, fulfill their obligation of Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum with this additional commentary. So again, at the end of the day, where do we stand? You have to read through the Parsha twice. Everyone agrees that. You have to read through just all the Sukkim, all the Aliyos of the Parsha. The question is, what is the Targum? So ideally, that would be to do Unkelus. If not Unkelus, then Rashi. If not Rashi, then you could do something else, another type of commentary that would be more ideal to your understanding ability, and that would be the way to go about doing it. There are a few more halachos as they pertain specifically to the question of the Targum, which what's the third reading going to be, but we'll speak about them more tomorrow. For now, we'll conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish. Rabbi Hanani ben Akash, Mirza Kaddish Baruch Hu.